flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, this Lions conversation. Host Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni. And near the end of the episode, we got some email from a guy, and he wanted to know about our outlook for the next year. And Mike and I apparently have vastly different outlooks for the upcoming season, because he dropped in, if you offered me 11 wins, I'd take it right now. And I nearly fell out of my chair. He would take 11 wins right now for the Lions next year. Keep in mind, the Lions won 15 games last year and 12 games the year before. I don't know why you would settle for 11. And I said, that feels kind of doom and gloomy. And he goes, what are you talking about? 11 wins? That's doom and gloom? Is that the new world we live in? How big a step back are they supposed to take this season? I understand losing coordinators is going to, you know, cause a reset, but they still got all pros. They still got Dan Campbell. I think there's going to be quite a bit of continuity, and the defense is getting healthier. Like, now, I want to know where you're at on this. Valeni yesterday said to me, and this was on Cash the Ticket, he goes, I would take 11 wins next year for the Lions. I expect to step back. Losing both coordinators is a big deal to him. And he said he would take 11 wins. And I go, what? John, where are you at?
This is an impossible ask to figure out what, right now, to put a number on it.
Right. We don't know free agency, the draft, or the schedule yet.
What I will say is, because when you're doing this, you're doing it with this year's team, and now you're under the assumption that all those guys that were injured are healthy and they're back, because we have no idea what free agency brings. We have no idea who leaves, who's coming to Detroit. We don't have any idea what they're going to do in the draft. We haven't even talked about the draft here on this show. But I will say this. Do I think that there's going to be a step back in production in numbers? There certainly could be offensively.
They're the number one offense.
Number one offense. So can you stay at the number one offense with a new coordinator? I think it's unlikely.
Could you be 3 or 4? Could you still have a top 5 offense? I mean, they still have a quarterback who's efficient. The terminology is not changing. The protection shouldn't change. The offensive line should largely be intact. He still has St. Brown, Gibbs, and Montgomery.
A large part of this, and we don't even know when they're going to play these teams. We know who the teams are, and I get that the away schedule, right? You get your 3 division opponents, and then you're at Washington. All right? Tell me that doesn't strike a little fear into you. You're at Philly. They're playing in the Super Bowl. You're at Cincinnati. Like that. That's a tough one to go to. You're at Baltimore, Kansas City, the Rams. Like, the road schedule is a gauntlet. So you just look at those teams and you think, okay, will they, even though they could be as good as they were this year. And I say that with the offense maybe taking a little bit of a step back, the defense taking a big step forward just in terms of health.
Yeah.
Do I expect them to be a 15-2 team? No, I don't. But
park the bus, people.
My bus was at 14. So
you still could rev that bad boy up.
Let's just keep it warm. Do I think they're still the best team in the division?
Yeah.
Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. Absolutely. Does 11 wins win the division? It very well could.
It could.
In 25. Does 12 wins? I would, and we're splitting hairs when we talk about this. I would probably go into right now, not having any answers, say that it's going to be at a minimum a 12-win team.
Okay.
And I think 12 wins wins you the division. Now, again, what's the difference between 11 and 12? And please don't text in one. But I do think that, okay, this year Green Bay won 11 games. Minnesota won 14. We're well aware of that. And the Lions won 15. I think the division is going to be much more competitive next year in division. I don't know what Ben Johnson does in Chicago, but I do think Green Bay is always going to be a menace. I don't think they're good or great. I think they're a menace. Minnesota, are they going with J.J. McCarthy? Is he going to even be available at the start of the season? What do they do with Sam Darnold? Like, I don't know who their quarterback is even going to be. I do know that Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach. So they're going to continue to be a good team.
Do I think the Lions will go 6-0 in the division? No, that feels really tough to duplicate. Do I think they'll win 15 games? No, that's super tough to duplicate. It's only happened 9 times in the history of the NFL that a team has won 15 or more football games. So by definition, they'll take a step back. They're losing the coordinators. There will be a resetting and a reshuffling there. I still feel like 11 wins is settling, though. Because I still expect the offense to be top five. I think a full season of Aiden, a full season of Aleem McNeil. Right. Just like I don't think they're going to go 6-0 in the division, I also don't think they're going to have 20 players on IR. So I think this is a 12-win team at least. I don't want to settle for 11 is why I was so caught off guard when he said it.
Well, and so I don't want this to come across as defending Mike, but I do somewhat agree with him because I'm sure part of the thinking is, all right, Aiden Hutchinson. Coming off of a devastating leg injury, is he going to be the same? Is he going to hit the ground running at the beginning of the year? That's a big question mark. And
McNeil won't be ready to start the year, I wouldn't imagine.
Correct. And so if you don't have a lean McNeil, but then it goes to what are we doing in free agency?
Right.
What happened? DJ Reader is going to be a year older, but he's still, I thought he had a good year. There's just a lot of unknown. So if you just take everything at face value and say, well, I don't think they're another 15-2 team, so then you're left with, okay, is it 14, 13, 12, 11, 10? There's some people that are going to say, oh, well, no, it's a step back all the way to 9-8. We will get those callers.
I know we will.
And we will get those people because you have two different coordinators. And I think there's going to be much more stability defensively. Defensively, they're going to be better than they were this year. And this year, they were better than they were last year
mm-hmm.
through a vast majority of the season. Offensively, just because you may take steps back in terms of numbers doesn't mean that that's a step back in losses or in wins.
Yeah, you and I have said this is Dan Campbell's offense.
Yep.
He has acknowledged that he was more involved with the offense post Anthony Lynn. I think Ben Johnson conceded the runway's been built and it doesn't matter who's calling plays. Hell, Dan may call plays. We don't know. I don't think the offense has fallen off a cliff, and I think the defense is going to be considerably better when healthy. I'm not willing to concede and just accept 11 wins. I'd like to give this team a chance to compete for more. They are one of the better rosters in the NFL. I wouldn't settle for 11. And honestly, it feels kind of like a safe week thing. Like, well, I'll just take 11. I don't want to compete for more. Well, you're every bit good enough to win more.
Anytime you take a deal like this at this time of the year, you're it's always going to be settling. And so it's I'm with you. I'm not willing to settle. I'm not willing to sit there and say it's a huge step back. But here's where I think they don't necessarily take a huge step back offensively. What do we know about John Morton? Yeah, he's been at a number of different places. He's only been a play caller once. That was 7 years ago. A lot has happened since then. The teams that he's been with, he has even been here, so he's not coming in blind. But coming from as a pass game coordinator, I like that they brought somebody in with that in their background, because that's the most complicated part of running an offense. It's the pass game coordinator along with the protections. And they kept Hank Fraley, so the protections are taken care of.
Huge deal.
He's coming from Sean Payton and we all know Sean Payton is calling the plays. What type of offense does Dan Campbell run? It's Sean Payton's offense. Yeah. And where did he learn? He talks to Coach Payton. Talked about it last year. I guarantee you he's talked to him since the end of the season. And he talked to him about hiring John Morton. Like, can he come in here and is he willing to take direction from the head coach? You're not going to be in Denver and working for Sean Payton if you can't take orders and direction and handle leadership from the head coach position. Dan Campbell is going to be that leader of this offense. Now, is John Morton going to be calling plays on Sunday? Well, he might be. As long as he calls it the way Dan wants it.
As I say, I think there will be synergy there.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, response from you guys. Would you take 11 wins right now for next season? Texter says, I think 10 wins would be amazing next year. Losing all these coaches plus a tough road schedule, to me, it looks like 8 or 9. Signed, Ben. John, you knew we'd get these texts.
Sure.
One says, I think 11 is a good number. We have a favorable home schedule, but it's always going to be tough. Texter says it's not just losing the coordinators. It's the fact that Brad won't pick up star players, especially at end or linebacker. We're playing all the best teams in the league. We're a year older at every position. Some of that's good and some of that's bad. Texter says all we needed was a healthy defense and our team would essentially be the same again. We're healthy. We'll have the number one seed again. That's why you don't settle for 11. Texter says 11 is our floor for next year. Valeni is right. That schedule's brutal. I would take 11. Mike is just saying he wants them to make the playoffs. Expecting anything more sounds like one of those cookies double-digit discos. Bad take, Jim.
No, I don't think it borders on that. I think if you're going to settle for 11, you don't want the risk that you would be taking on the ceiling or the floor.
What's the risk if I don't take this deal? This team only wins 8 games. I don't really see that happening. I think they're going to be in the playoffs.
It's a playoff team. I think it's a playoff team. Without an injury to Goff.
Of course.
It's a playoff team. But what you're basically saying is if we're going to settle for 11, because I think 12 is going to be what it takes to win the division, then you're saying we're settling as a wild card team.
Texter says, who wouldn't settle for 11? No one cares about 15. I know we feel that way because 15 got them nowhere. 15 right. Got them a first game exit. They got them a 2-touchdown loss at home at Ford Field. I understand people saying, what the hell difference does it make winning 11, 12, 15, or hell, all 17 of them? What difference does it make? Just get me in the playoffs. I agree, but I want, if all was equal, I'd want the home game, right?
Some of it's going to be...
I'd want a favorable matchup. Just because they didn't take advantage of it this year doesn't mean you never want it again.
Right. Some of it's going to be when do you play these teams? When do you play them early? And who are you playing in December? And we're looking at this as playing Baltimore at full strength, at Cincinnati at full strength, Philly, Washington, all at full strength. Well, what if Washington... What if these quarterbacks gets hurt? Now, all of a sudden, traveling to Cincinnati... doesn't seem so bad.
In terms of the division and the schedule, all the other NFC North teams have to play the AFC North, too.
Good point.
So they're playing those quarterbacks, too. I think the one thing with the schedule is you are playing three of the top four quarterbacks in the league. I mean, there's a definitive four right now. I think Lamar's fourth out of that, but Burrow, Mahomes, no Allen. Okay?
Yeah, let's say you
got to play them all in their house. So you go 1-2 in those, okay? So you got to, if you're going to go 12-5, then... you got to go 11-3 with the others. I think that's doable if things pan out and they stay relatively healthy. I'm still a little curious about the defense healthy. We didn't get to see them healthy against a top quarterback, other than if you want to include Stafford at the beginning of the year. And then, and, you know, everybody knows the team had preseason cobwebs in that game. So it's there's a little bit unknown to this. I mean, and I would guess in this, it's going to be funny. I bet you Vegas sets the over-under for the Lions at 11.5.
I'm sure they will. They are spot on with this stuff. It's 97.1.